Another kind of related issue that there was some interesting data that came out at the ASCO meeting gets into the issue of adequate number of nodes. And I was really kind of shocked. I mean, I've been hearing about this for years, but it wasn't really till this ASCO meeting that I understood how common it is in clinical practice to have a patient with stage 2 disease who has less than 12 nodes. And in fact, there was data presented here suggesting that about half of patients have less than 12 positive nodes, which would put them in a high-risk category related to what you were talking about before. And yet there were data presented from the NCCN centers at ASCO suggesting that there only maybe 10% of patients have inadequate nodes. So can you kind of bring us up to date on where we are with this really kind of important issue?
And this goes along the lines of what I mentioned earlier, that there is really a difference in stage 2 and stage 3 tumors in terms of their biology. I think the key issue here is that we need to make sure that we identify stage 2 patients with the adequate number of sample lymph nodes. I mean, that's the first step. So we talk about appropriate diagnosis, appropriate staging, because the more lymph nodes we have at our disposal, the more likely we are to classify these patients as correctly stage 2 or stage 3. So by kind of definition or by kind of convention, we normally assume 12 lymph nodes at adequate sampling. Having said that, this is not a clear-cut threshold. This is more or less a gray zone over numbers. And I think the more lymph nodes we have, the surer we are, first of all, that our staging is appropriate. And secondly, the better we identify prognosis. Because beyond the number of lymph nodes that are being found in the specimen, and more or less than 12, we've also learned that the higher or the better the ratio is between affected lymph nodes to kind of found lymph nodes, recognized lymph nodes, the better the prognosis is. Meaning, there is a big difference whether a patient has, let's say, 2 out of 12 lymph nodes positive or 2 out of 45 lymph nodes positive for a disease. So this ratio, which was an interesting kind of twist in the presentations this year at ASCO, the lymph node ratio was actually one of the most important prognostic factors for patients with stage 2 and stage 3 disease.
Now, one of the things that I've been hearing fairly consistently is that, you know, because again, you look at the NCCN and say, well, why is it they're able to get so many patients with more than 12 nodes? And while you sort of hear people talking about, well, there's surgical issues here and there are pathology issues here, I also hear people saying, you know, in general, when you send the pathologist back to the laboratory and say, find more nodes, that they usually can. Is that your experience?
Yeah, that is actually my experience, even here at Mayo Clinic. And it's an interplay between surgeons, pathologists, and the medical oncologist who actually is then forced to make a treatment decision on whether or not to treat these patients. Because sometimes I'm not quite sure whether pathologists and perhaps surgeons realize that our decision might depend on one more or less lymph node involved in the specimen or reported in the specimen, not involved. So by definition, and this is what we use to make clinical decisions, if we see 10 lymph nodes and none's affected, the patient is still considered high risk even in stage 2 setting otherwise, because of just the mere fact that no more than 10 lymph nodes were identified. So I've then in these cases gone back to my pathologist and said, you know, are you aware of the fact that this might mean that the patient will receive 6 months of potentially toxic chemotherapy? And then the pathologist is very much willing to go back to the specimen and spend some more time kind of clearing fat tissue and all these things. And so far, I've never had a case where we could not identify, let's say, these 2 or 3 or 4 additional lymph nodes needed. And most of the times, I really get exactly 12 lymph nodes, exactly the number I wanted, and that's fine. And I feel better and the patient feels better, it's spared unnecessary chemotherapy. It just also highlights how subjective our treatment decision trees are to really base our decision for 6 months of chemotherapy on 2 more or less lymph nodes. I mean, it's somewhat sad to know that we don't have any better tools right now.